Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Fortitude First. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and if you're anything like me, sometimes life feels like a roller coaster full of twists, turns, and unexpected drops. But here's the thing. Knowing yourself, your strengths, weaknesses, triggers, the whole shebang is like having that seatbelt firmly fastened. It helps you navigate those bumps in the road with more grace and resilience. That's why today we're diving into a superpower everyone can cultivate. Self-awareness. Think of it as getting a backstage pass to your own mind, understanding how your thoughts, feelings, and actions work together, and trust me, that knowledge is golden. Now, practicing self-awareness isn't about becoming some Zen master overnight. It's about taking small, consistent steps towards understanding yourself better. You know that feeling when you're having a bad day and snap at someone for no reason? Or maybe you've been putting off an important task because you're secretly afraid of failure. Those are prime examples where self-awareness can help you hit the brakes before things spiral out of control. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can boost your self-awareness game. First, pay attention to your thoughts and feelings. I mean really pay attention. Don't just brush them aside like pesky gnats. Ask yourself, what am I thinking right now? How does this make me feel? Is there a pattern here? Journaling can be an awesome tool for this. Just jot down your thoughts and emotions throughout the day. It's like having a conversation with your inner self, and sometimes that's exactly what you need. Second, become aware of your physical sensations. Ever get a gut feeling about something? That's your body talking. Pay attention to your posture, breathing, even your energy levels. Are you tense when you're around certain people? Does your heart race in specific situations? These physical cues are often telling you more than you realize. Third, observe your reactions and behaviors. Ever notice how you react differently in different situations? Maybe you're super outgoing with friends but shy at work events. Understanding these patterns helps you see how you respond to various stimuli, giving you more control over your actions. Fourth, seek feedback from others. Ask trusted friends or colleagues for honest opinions on your strengths and weaknesses. Remember, constructive criticism isn't meant to tear you down, it's a gift. It offers valuable insights into how you're perceived by others, helping you see yourself more objectively. And finally, practice mindfulness. This means being fully present in the moment without judgment. Try taking short meditation breaks throughout the day, focusing on your breath and your surroundings. Mindfulness helps quiet the mental chatter, allowing you to connect with yourself on a deeper level. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant marketing manager who's always getting bogged down by self-doubt. She constantly second-guesses her ideas, even when they're innovative and well-received. But one day, she starts journaling about her thoughts before presentations. She realizes that her anxiety stems from fearing judgment and not living up to her own high standards. Armed with this self-awareness, Sarah begins practicing mindfulness and positive affirmations before meetings. The result? She delivers her ideas with more confidence and clarity, knowing that her worth isn't tied to external validation. Self-awareness is like a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. It's a lifelong journey of exploration and growth. By taking these steps, you're not just becoming more aware of yourself, you're unlocking your potential for personal fulfillment and success. So, I challenge you to start practicing self-awareness today. Pay attention to those subtle cues, ask yourself those tough questions, and embrace the journey of getting to know yourself better. Remember, the most powerful change begins with awareness. Ready to take action? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a boost in self-awareness. And don't forget to follow us on social media for daily doses of fortitude and inspiration. We're building a community here, folks, so let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay aware, and keep pushing forward. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.